This article was previously published on GEF Today. Not only should the University of Guelph be denied, or at least delayed, permission to demolish the historic D.M. Rutherford Family Conservatory, the list of identified heritage assets to be protected should be expanded beyond salvageable steel. That's the wishes of Heritage Guelph, which previously called for the entire structure to be saved, as it addressed a demolition request from school officials during its meeting on Monday. This building is really important to a lot of people, me included. It's unique and a gem, said committee member Miranda Corman. My concern was that the public had no opportunity to provide input on the amended motion of using salvaged steel only. I think if the public had been aware of what was transpiring, there would have been a large delegation, a very large delegation of people to talk about the conservatory and its importance to the community. The demolition request follows the November 13 decision of City Council to designate the conservatory at 37 Christine Lane. Located beside the University Center, under Part 4 of the Ontario Heritage Act, OHA, after reducing the number of identified heritage assets to be preserved from the staff and HG recommendation of 9-1, salvageable steel from the greenhouse's frame. During that meeting, Acting U of G President Renee Van Acker cited the school's financial hardship and a $5 million estimated cost of restoration as the main drivers behind its demolition plan. In the building's place, he said a memorial garden is envisioned, with greenhouse steel incorporated into it. Notice of the city's intent to designate was posted on November 21, opening a 30-day appeal period. Efforts to reach U of G officials regarding whether an appeal will be filed wasn't immediately successful. A spokesperson for the City of Guelph confirmed an appeal has not been filed as of midday on December 3. During Monday's meeting, HG passed a motion urging council to restore limestone and glass used in the building's construction to the list of protected heritage features to be preserved. The greenhouse was built in 1930, designed by Lord and Burnham of St. Catharines and, according to an archived article from the University of Guelph, the building is one of the only remaining pagoda-like glass structures in North America. Several HG members and others heaped criticism on the designation process that lacked the appropriate public input. I'm concerned things got rushed through, said HG's Alex Crucker, referring to council's amendment to preserve the salvageable steel only, when both city heritage staff and HG recommended the structure as a whole be preserved. We've established that it has value and we've spoken to that value. I'm just concerned the university has said enough things to force a decision at the council level that has forgotten that this is a building that has 8 of 9 criteria met. It was Kaun. Kathy Downer who put forward the amendment to preserve only the salvageable steel during the November 13th council meeting. Everything happened kind of quickly at council, Downer told HG on Monday, explaining she was concerned there would be no designation at all, which would mean the U of G could tear the greenhouse down and do as it wished with the remains without city input. Aimé Puthon, who is spearheading an online petition opposing demolition of the greenhouse, is a U of G alumni and third-generation Guelphite. This asset is irreplaceable, she told the committee, adding that reusing the salvageable steel in a commemorative garden does nothing to preserve the conservatory's history. This structure is emblematic of U of G's roots and history as Ontario's agricultural college. It is an iconic U of G building that predates the founding of the university as we know it. As of Tuesday morning, Python's petition had 329 electronic signatures. In response to safety concerns raised by the U of G, HG's motion advises council to encourage the university to complete immediate maintenance identified as being needed by the school's engineers to avoid further loss of heritage elements. It also advises council against granting a demolition permit until after design of the commemorative garden is completed and reviewed by HG, City Heritage staff and council. City Council is set to consider the demolition permit and receive HG's comments during its meeting on December 10, which begins at 4 p.m. inside council chambers at City Hall. It will also be streamed at guelph.ca/live. The deadline to register as a delegate or make a written submission for the December 10th Council meeting is this Friday, December 6th, at 10 a.m. to register, visit guelph.ca/delegation. Call 519-837-5603 or email clerks@guelph.ca.